Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book in Never Split the Difference, Negotiating. As if your life depended on it, Chris Voss, a former lead international kidnapping negotiator for the FBI, brings his wealth of experience and insights to the table. The book is a comprehensive guide that transforms conventional understanding of negotiation. Voss diverges from the traditional approaches that emphasize logical argumentation, instead focusing on the psychological underpinnings and emotional intelligence required to secure favorable outcomes in any negotiation scenario. Through a series of gripping real-life stories, the author illustrates the effectiveness of his techniques in not only hostage situations but in everyday life, negotiations as well. This book offers a unique blend of practical advice grounded in sophisticated psychology and years of frontline law enforcement experience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the power of tactical empathy. Tactical empathy is Chris Voss's cornerstone principle for effective negotiation. Unlike general empathy, tactical empathy is about understanding your opponent's emotions and perspective to influence them strategically. This approach requires actively listening and validating their feelings without necessarily agreeing with their stance. Voss illustrates that by acknowledging and verbalizing the emotions of the other party, a negotiator can create immediate rapport and trust. Such a connection paves the way for more open and constructive discussions. Tactical empathy empowers the negotiator to steer the negotiation by not just addressing what the counterpart says, but by also acknowledging what they feel. Deploying tactical empathy effectively can de-escalate tensions, uncover hidden agendas, and lead to surprisingly favorable outcomes. Secondly, mirroring and labeling. Two of Voss's key strategies are mirroring and labeling, which are instrumental in building rapport and fostering a deeper understanding during negotiations. Mirroring involves repeating the last few words your counterpart says in a questioning tone. This simple technique encourages them to expand on their thoughts, promotes empathy, and builds better connections. Labeling, on the other hand, involves identifying the other party's emotions and verbalizing them to show understanding. For example, saying, "It seems like you're feeling pressured," can help in validating those emotions and furthering the conversation. Together, these strategies encourage counterparts to open up more, providing valuable insights that can be used to navigate the negotiation towards a successful outcome. Thirdly, mastering the accusations audit. The accusations audit is a proactive strategy where the negotiator openly addresses potential negative thoughts or feelings the counterpart might have towards them at the beginning of the discussion. By doing so, the negotiator disarms the other party and decreases the emotional charge of the conversation. This method is grounded in the principle that addressing negative perceptions head-on can prevent them from undermining the negotiation. Voss emphasizes that by voicing these accusations ourselves, we have the power to frame them in a less threatening way, mitigating their impact and steering the conversation towards more constructive territory. This approach not only showcases empathy, but also demonstrates confidence and control, setting a positive tone for the negotiation. Fourthly, the art of no and the that's right breakthrough. Contrary to popular belief, Chris Voss advocates that hearing no in a negotiation is not a barrier, but a beginning. It provides insights into what the counterpart truly values and their limitations. This understanding opens up avenues to explore alternative solutions. Furthermore, Voss introduces the concept of the that's right breakthrough, where the goal is to lead the counterpart to say, "That's right," in agreement to a summary of their situation or perspective provided by the negotiator. This moment signifies a deep acknowledgement and understanding, creating a strong bond and willingness to compromise. Both these strategies emphasize the importance of perception and validation over coercion, leading to more meaningful agreements. Lastly, calibrated questions, the path to how and what. Calibrated questions are open-ended inquiries that start with how or what, forcing the counterpart to think and express themselves more comprehensively. These questions put the negotiator in a position of control without being aggressive. For example, asking, "How can we solve this problem?" puts the responsibility of finding a solution on the counterpart, encouraging collaboration. Voss argues that such questions help in exploring the other party's desires and constraints without confrontation. This technique not only gathers valuable information, but also empowers the counterpart, making them more amenable to working towards a mutual agreement. Calibrated questions demonstrate strategic patience and insight underpinning successful negotiations. In conclusion, Chris Voss's Never Split the Difference is more than a mere negotiation handbook. It's a guide to understanding human psychology in high-stakes situations. It is essential reading for everyone, from law enforcement officers to corporate executives, entrepreneurs, and everyday individuals looking to enhance their communication and negotiation skills. The strategies outlined are universally applicable, offering tools to navigate the complexities of human interactions effectively. This book can profoundly impact one's life by improving one's ability to negotiate favorable outcomes in both personal and professional spheres. By emphasizing emotional intelligence, active listening, and the strategic deployment of empathy, Voss shows that negotiation is not about winning or losing, but about creating value for all parties involved. If you would like to support Chris Voss, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.